Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. You're on 98.5. It is Drive with Beck and Jazeel.
More culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
It would give them some culture.
It's time to bust out your leg warmers because the international sensation Fame the Musical shimmies into Crown Theatre from the 16th of April. Joining us to chat about it, we have a Taylor Small who plays the role of Iris Kelly. Taylor, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
So good. Now, you were telling us you just got out of rehearsals. How many hours a day are you rehearsing?
So at the moment, we're in the studio from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and then we'll do our own study and things afterwards.
That's a long day.
You must, we already know you'd be super fit because, you know, you're a dancer, so this is nothing for you. If we did this, we would die.
Don't think it'd last an hour.
I would go usually straight from rehearsals into teaching ballet after this, so it's just a normal day for me.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't stop. So we know that you were in West Side Story. So since that wrapped up, that's what you've been doing, teaching ballet?
I've been just brushing up on, technique and getting my students back to the level that I would love them to be at. It was so great being on West Side Story because it was such a technical musical, and now to be playing a ballerina in this musical, it was just a nice little break teaching and then coming into it as a ballet dancer, which is fun.
How did you find the auditions for this new role?
So I actually grew up here in Perth. But I've been living in Sydney for the past 3 years, and I had a really good friend of mine call me one day and went, "Oh my gosh, I've just heard that Fame the Musical is happening in Perth. Have you auditioned yet?" And I went, "No, I didn't realise." So I got on top of it. I found where the audition was, made sure that I could get into Perth and quarantined in time.
Of course.
Managed to do most of my audition online. And then could come in and meet everyone for the callback. And then, the rest is history. Here I am, back home.
Wow, so you actually did it, like, over Zoom.
That's pretty cool.
You must have some serious talent. I mean, to land the role through a camera is brilliant. Now, for those that aren't aware of Fame the Musical, can you paint us a picture? What is it going to look like?
So it's about a group of kids from a performing high school. We have dancers, we have actors, we have musicians, and it's all about them navigating their way through high school and all the different challenges they face and all the triumphs and the heartaches and the breakups and,
What's your favourite part of this musical?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, coming from a dance background, I just absolutely love the big dance numbers, watching everyone on stage. And, like, it's just so many different styles of dance in this, and it's all been kind of morphed together, so you get to see a little bit of everything. I absolutely love watching it. I love being in it. I love singing on top of everything. I cannot wait for everyone to see this musical. There's so much talent in it.
We can't wait to pop down as well. Now, overall, we already know you've done some amazing stuff, West Side Story, now Fame the Musical. What's your dream role? If you could do any role, what would it be?
Oh, I think my dream role would have to be the White Cat in Cats, the musical.
Oh, obviously the stage version. They're not going to be making another movie after what happened.
No.
No.
Well, hopefully one day we're going to see you up on stage in Cats. Fame the Musical is at Crown Theatre from the 16th of April. Taylor Small, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.